Good evening, everybody. I'm glad everybody made it through the storm. We're on page Chav Gimel Amud Aleph. Tani, they taught in the Brisa, Chamisha Dvarim Nirmu B'Dalas. There are five laws by the Greek gourd, Dalas Yevonis. Okay, keep in mind, there's two, I got mixed up in the beginning of this. So yeah, there's two types of gourds we're going to be talking about. One is the Dalas Yevonis, and one is going to be called Dalas Mitzris. Those are two separate different gourds. So let's just keep that in mind. So there's five rules about this one. Number one, you can't spread it over plants of other species because it's obviously klayim. What's the chiddush? It sounds like it's only by Dalas Yevonis, not by others, right?
Right. Why?
Why not?
So the reason they
Isn't that what the Mishnah said it? The Mishnah said it. Yeah, let's go back to the Mishnah.
Is he allowed to in general? Here you're not.
Yeah. It says,
That's great.
In Mishnah Yud Aleph, on page Chaf Aleph and Beis, it says, Truah Noital Agaba Truah, Yark Agaba Yark. Truah Agaba Yark, Yark Agaba Truah, Hakol Mutar, Chutz Mi Dalas Yevonis. So it says it, the favors. Okay? Then it says, Umaviyah Esa Tumah. It brings Tuma, obviously, it means if you have an oihel as a result of these big leaves, that if which are tefach wide, obviously, and if you have Tuma under one side of the leaf and a person under the other side of the leaf, then it will be maybe the Tuma to the person. And we'll see in a second, why is that true of any leaf that's a tefach, right? For instance, grape leaves are also tefach wide. Chotzetzes asan tumah, and similarly, obviously, to be chotzetzes mivnei tumah. So chotzetzes would mean that if you had tumah underneath the leaf, and you had an object above the leaf, the tumah, the leaf would act as a chatzitza between the tumah and the object. V'uksa tefach, that means that you have the gourd has a stem, and it's actually a thick stem, right? So it. You grab hold of the gourd by this stem. It's like it's a handle, and so the one tefach that's closest to the actual fruit, the peri, closest to the flesh of the peri, that part of the stem will be maybe a satoma, meaning that if you have something that is tummy that touches it, it will be tummy. The body of the gourd. Similarly, if the gourd was tamei, it will be matami something else that touches the stem.
It's interesting that it won't go all the way.
What's that?
It's interesting that if the stem was longer, it doesn't continue.
Yeah, the reason why it doesn't continue beyond that is because the reason why it is matami is because of the din of yad, that you use it to pick up, and obviously they must have picked it up by that top portion. That's where you would hold your hand. Mm-hmm. Lower portion, you wouldn't put your hand there normally, so therefore it didn't have a halacha like yad.
But if the upper portion is bigger than a tefach, then the part that's above a tefach isn't included?
No, it's not.
It's not
if it's three tefachim long, you will pick it up by the top part near the stem, near the flesh. For Sarah's kosherhu, if it's let's suppose it became asur b'hanoa because it was kloyak karim, for example. And then it got mixed up in something else. So by Klayak Karim, the shear is 1 part in 200. Normally, it's buckle in 1 part in 200. But when it comes to this, even if it's 1 part in 1,000, it will asur the mixture. Why? Because it's a davar shebeminyan, it's a davar chashav. And a davar shebeminyan, davar chashav, is not buckle even be'alaf, right? And then it says the final... the fifth one would be Hanoidim and Hadiluin. If you make a neder and you say the Lashon, I'm neder, I make myself Aser from Diluin, so that includes, the only thing it includes is, and also the Lashon from the Levad, it's only Aser in the Greek gourd. All other things would not be included. Apparently, this is the Lashon B'nai Adam, which of course is what we use for Hilchas Nadar. We go Aser the Lashon of B'nai Adam, so we assume when you say Diluin, that's what you had in mind. Okay? Now, just want to mention a couple of things here in the footnote, because it's a very interesting footnote. I thought it was, anyway. It's in the middle of six. So if you go to the second column under six, it says these laws of Tot Mishnah, it's Ahalos. The Mishnah rules 8:5. Most herbs and vegetables neither convey nor form a barrier to Tumah while they're still attached to the ground. This is because they are deemed too impermanent or insubstantial to be considered an ohel, either because they dry up in the winter, right, or because they're blown about by the wind. The Mishnah makes an exception, however, in the case of the Greek gourd, whose leaves remain green all winter, not easily moved by the wind, and therefore able to both convey and act as a chatzitza in front of Tumah. So that's a very interesting footnote about it. Brings to mind a lot of different halachas. Of course, the most famous halacha that it reminds me of is the blowing wall of the sukkah. And here it says clearly that because it's blowing about, it would not be able to become an ohel. That's very related. But to me, it seems obvious though that there's no way it doesn't move at all. But yeah, I mean, it must move a little bit. So apparently, a little movement is not enough to be considered. What's that? Three tvachim? Yeah. I mean, whatever the shear is. Yeah. Okay. We'll just leave it alone for now. Let's see. Anything else here?
What's interesting?
Yeah, that's it. Shamsi, for those online who can't hear him, is pointing out the fact that normally you would think this is a special category. This Greek gourd has all these special halachas, so you wouldn't think that when you refer to gourds in general that you would be referring to this special, exceptional category. Nonetheless, the Mishnah teaches us that's not the case. It's a valid observation. Rabbi Yonah Boy.
Isn't it also true that generally called palas in our terminology today melons?
Yeah, I mean, that's what I would have thought. I'm not sure why. Diluin, Kishuin, I guess Diluin and Kishuin, I'm not sure what the rules are, what when you go shopping.
It's loud, it's
pumpkin. Yeah.
Watermelon. That's a modern.
So Kishuin are what?
Kishuin are
squash. Kishuin are gourds, right. Squash is the Kishuin.
Squash is Kishuin. All right. I don't know. Maybe these halachas change over time. Also, I don't know.
Everything changed. All the vegetables and the names.
Rabbi Yonah wanted to say like this. He asked the following question: Lomalei anan amrin mevia satuma v'chotzesa satuma tarti. He's asking a kind of like a very basic question. We said that there are five halachas, and if you count through them, the Tana considered the fact that it's mevia satuma and chotzesa satuma as one. His question is, why isn't it counted as two? Okay. Tani bar kapara, that there's another brisa where it seems to be counted as two. Shava, there are actually seven rules about the Greek gourd. Number one, emasachkin oisal gabez roim, that's what we just said before. Mavia satoma, we just said that before. Vachotes satoma, that we also said before, but we counted here as two and three rather than as just one category. Now, v'yola tefach, again, the same thing, we said that before as well. Now we have something new. V'nois in law avodasa, you give it its work area. It's a 12. It's referring to the separation for a single stalk alongside a field of grain. So the Mishnah rules below, you have to leave a full base rova distance between the gourd and the wheat. So work area normally means smaller area, so it's unusual to consider a base rival the work area. That's quite a large area.
Is this because the plant spreads, or because the leaves are so large?
Oh. It seems to be that way.
That's said in the Mishnah already.
Yeah. So that's nice and loved us. You have to give it its work area. Klayim im ha'aramis. It's klayim with the Armenian gourd, because it's not the same in. climb in harmutza, it's also climb with the ember gourd, which you have to, it's bitter, which you have to heat up in the embers, that's why it's called the ember gourd. I'll call upon him. The main point here, of course, is to just, there are two points, actually. That one point is that it counts as separately, maybe it's a tumah, chayitz is a tumah. And it's also noteworthy that it does not, it adds ones that were not included in the previous brisa and leaves out others. So that's just a point of observation. He brings over here in 14 to see Rav Cirilio why these are excluded and why the laws added in this brisa were excluded from the first. Anyway, whatever. Lotano Saras. Tana did not say that it prohibits in minute amounts. Lo Tana Nadarm, it didn't say the halacha of Nadarm. So the Gemara itself points out that there are certain halachas which are missing in this list of seven. It's just an observation. I don't see anything really here that the Gemara really wants to bring out over here so much. On Rabbi Yossi, so there's a question about this. It said that you're not allowed to have it lean over other vegetables. Rabbi Gamliel Rebbe Nafak Lashuka. So Rabbi Gamliel, the son of Rebbe, went out into the marketplace. Asan Shalom, they came to ask him a question. Sichak Shamu. It says this, and it spreads out over the plants. Binoigeya. Is it only where the gourd actually touches the plants, or even when it doesn't touch them? There are two ways to look at this. Some say that the Gemara's question was not actually on the gourd halacha, but on the other halacha. That if it's not a gourd, then it's mutter. And the question was, is that mutter only if it's not nogeya, or even if it's nogeya? So there's two ways to look at what they were asking him. Okay, he brings that. Also, Shalavoy, so he came and he asked his father, who was obviously Rebbe, so Gimel Rebbe, Malay, he said, Peshamu ben again, it's only if it's touching. And however, the pshat you learned in the question will be the pshat in the answer. Amar Yoina, it's the same incident all over again. Avhil, the son of Revolus. Sounds like Volosov. Nafak Lashuka, he goes out into the marketplace. Us and Shali, they ask him the same question. See if Shamu, but again, is it only where it touches? Also, Shalavi, he asks his father Revolus. Amalei, see if Shamu, but again, same exact question and answer. No changes over here, just the parties involved are different, that's all. Next, it says that. Just to review again what the Mishnah said. The Mishnah said that, what is the Mishnah? It's on Chafalchum Beis, right? So it says, and it's 21b2, okay? So the Mishnah said that everything is mutter, one vegetable over another, and grains over vegetables, everything's mutter, except for the Las Ivanas, the Greek gourd. Rebbe said, Afakishus upol hamitzri. He wanted to add to the list the chait melon and Egyptian bean. And then he said in the Mishnah, Ro'anias devrei midvarai, meaning even though I personally held these two should be added, but I am going to agree with the Tanakhama that they're mutter. Right? So the Gemara is going to discuss this. Mahu Rayan he has to ram with right. What was it? Why did he change his mind? Rav Kinna said the following. Im Dalas Mitzras, this is why I pointed out to you, we're talking about Dalas Yevonis in the Mishnah. Dalas Mitzras, which is a different kind of Dalas, that was excluded from Rebbe's list, right? So the fact that Rebbe left that off the list seemed to indicate that he held what? That the last mitzvah was mutter, right? Right? If he says pol mitzri and the other one was, I forgot already. What?
And kishua.
Kishus. Kishus, was that the word? Chait melon, whatever it was. Okay. So if he did not mention this the last mitzvah. So that sounds like the last mitzvah is mutter, right? So, the last mitzvah has this long, large leaves, and it gets entangled even more so than the pol hamitzri and the kishus. So, im the last mitzvah, if the Egyptian gourd shahu misach heches, it spreads out over at omar mutter, you hold its mutter. So kishus of pol hamitzri la kol shekeng. So surely the kishus and the pol mitzri should be mutter.
That's a good question. Then why is the las hamitzris mutter if the reason the las yivonis was usher is for the same reason?
Right. That's correct. That's good for the question that was bothering Rabbi. That's why he retracted his view. So Amar Rabbi Mari, Sir Rabbi Mari says no. Lo kein have Rabbana Oimer. Rabbana never said this. Who's Rabbana? Rabbana. Where's Rabbana? Some Rabbi Kinana. One second. Where's Rabbana? No. He's going to quote it. It's coming up. I'm sorry. Lokin have Rabbana. Rabbana did not say like you are saying, Rabbana, because Rabbana said the following. He said the following. Rabbi Amar. Okay, that's the way you have to read the Gemara. You have to insert a line. Rabbana didn't say what you said, Rabbana. He said the following. Rabbi Amar, the Rabbi said, Kohan desninon, all these that are learned in the Mishnah, kisha supol hamitzri, after last mitzvah b'chalal, then it also, just like you said, they didn't mean that to be an exclusive list. He also meant the last mitzvah was also aser. He never meant to say that the last mitzvah was mutter. So that can't be the logic for why he was chozer, right? So therefore, what is the logic? Mahu Rani is Dvei Midvarai, so what is the reasoning? He says, She'en Kula Masachin Kedalas Yavonis. None of these three spread themselves out like the Greek gourd. So since they don't spread themselves out, it's like a Balbatish Asvar. So there's no reason to make them Aser. Hadron Alakko saw, and that's the end of it, and that's all that we're going to do today. All right, it was a fairly simple daf. Really?
Enormous.
Wow.
Why are they enormous? It's the squash itself. I have to keep them. When I grow squash every year, the leaves, when it's sunny on one side, the leaves move. When it rains, the leaves turn up. It catches the rain. It goes into the spine. And it zips it right into the vegetable. That's why zucchini sometimes grows like baseball bats. If it rains a lot, those zucchini explode.
Wow. That's crazy.
The leaves are humongous.
The leaves are large.
I will bring a leaf in tomorrow.
Wow.
I grew up in Borough Park.
So, yeah.
I would think I'm also in a kufsa.
Okay. Thank you.